Hello and welcome to the Poppin' Bottles Dadcast. I'm Ben.
I'm Nick.
Happy Wednesday.
Happy mother flippin' hump day.
Yep. Hump day. Hump day. Oh god, that's so old now.
That's the only time we're gonna do it for a Wednesday episode.
Yeah, no, that was the one and done. We got it out of the way. We got it out of our system. It's just out of here. Yeah. Speaking of old things that should never be listened to again. So I was going through a box earlier in the storage unit because I've just been kind of going through boxes and sorting stuff. And it looks like this box has not been opened since I moved out of my parents' place. Because I found my entire CD collection from high school.
Wow.
And two cassettes. I don't know if any of you millennial parents listening out there know what a cassette is, but found two cassette tapes, Alanis Morissette, the Jagged Little Pill album,
nice,
which is amazing, and Stone Temple Pilots. I can't remember the name of the album, but it's the album that has Plush on it.
Wasn't that album called Plush?
I don't think, no, it was called something else. Like I think it was called Crush or something like that. I can't remember what it was called, but anyway. But yeah, I found that stuff. I found...
That had Creep and Plush on that album, didn't it?
Yeah, Creep was on there, too.
Okay.
But I found some of my emo band stuff. I found my Flyleaf. You remember Flyleaf?
Yes, I do.
I found my Flyleaf and my Pearl Jam and Spin Doctors. I got the Spin Doctors album.
Like...
Oh,
with,
yeah.
Two Princes on?
Absolutely.
And Little Miss Can't Be
Wrong? I did not mess around back then.
Dude, I was a fan serious. Of those songs.
I loved that album so much.
But those came out when I was in elementary school and you were just a twinkle in your parents' eye.
I will have you know that Spin Doctors album came out in 1995, sir. And
born
I was 5 years old. And I bought that album. That was one of the first CDs I ever bought when I was 10. So I was 5 years late to the party, but it was even still.
No way did that come out in 95.
Yeah, dude.
No way.
Yes.
Dude, that came out in like 92.
No.
I'm looking it up right now.
You look. I'm probably wrong. But anyway, but actually I'm going to be making a video of it soon. And of my whole, let's see what Ben listened to back in high school and as a kid. So I got Alanis Morissette, Stone Temple Pilots, Pearl Jam, Spin Doctors, that's the whole early 90s collection. And then we got Flyleaf, which is early 2000s. And I'll let one more out, just because it's awesome. The Harry Potter soundtrack. Which I listened to extensively on the bus to and from school for about a year and a half. I was really into that string section for some reason. I don't know.
Of course. So
did you find this?
This album listing is very interesting.
Okay.
For this, so it's the Pocketful of Kryptonite.
Right.
Says it came out in 1991.
What?
But then the singles were released. Little Miss Can't Be Wrong was released as a single on October 5th, 1992. And then Two Princes was released January 31st, 93. But the album came out in 91.
I'll bet you it's one of those instances where they got together, they did the album, they put out the album, but nobody heard of them yet. So then they went on tour. And then
the singles came out.
And then people, they started to get more popular, and then they released all the stuff as singles. Yeah.
Yeah, so, but yeah, the album was 91, which is what I thought, because I remember when I was in elementary school.
So I was 1 year old.
Yeah, like I said.
Yeah.
Like I said.
I was fresh. And hey, technically, I'm an 80s baby, because I was conceived in 89. I'll have you know.
It doesn't count. You were not alive of this world.
Come on.
No. No. I mean, by that vein, let me think. Wait, no, I wouldn't be 70s. Because I was born December of 81.
Yeah, no. So I
was still conceived in 81.
Still 81. God, yeah. You're so old. I know that you're not. I just like saying that to piss you off.
Yeah, I am. Anyway. It's cool.
So, it was a beautiful day today. Okay. All right. Hold on. Back the truck up, because we're recording this on Sunday. Just so everybody knows. But anyway, so it was a beautiful day today. It's been beautiful weather for the past couple of days, aside from the rain, whenever that was. When was that? That was last Wednesday, I think. But both of our kids had pool time today. Emma went over to Mama and Pup-Ups across the street and had some pool time earlier. You guys had pool and ice cream.
Yeah, we went to our friend Tui and Kenny's house, where they have two little girls as well, Avery and Skylar.
Nice.
So they have a pool in their community, so we went there. We didn't go out into the pool. It was like, we didn't get over there until like after 4 o'clock.
Oh, really?
So, yeah. We get in the pool, and it's like windy as hell at that point. And I was just like, oh my God, I'm freezing. So it's like you needed to keep like your shoulders and everything in the water.
Right.
Because once that wind hit you, you're like, I'm done.
Yeah.
I am done.
That's hypothermia stuff you're messing with there.
Yeah. Are you juggling screwdrivers right now?
I am juggling screwdrivers right now because I can.
Because
I'm on my workbench and I'm doing work, and I was doing work before, which is actually a good segue into the other thing that I wanted to talk about. So since we moved in December, our third bedroom has like been just packed with boxes. It's been like, you couldn't even technically call it a room because you couldn't walk into it. It was ridiculous.
Storage.
Right. So summer's coming along, right?
Right.
The nights are starting to get warmer and we have an old house. So it gets really warm upstairs. Except for tonight, it's actually a beautiful night. But but it's been starting to get warmer upstairs, so we got two air conditioners, one for downstairs, one for upstairs, and had to put the upstairs one in, and just for maximum airflow and coolness and stuff upstairs, I wanted to put it in the third bedroom window. So had to clear a bunch of stuff out, put the air conditioner in the window, and then I realized, you know what? This is a drag. This just sucks that this room is just full of stuff and we're not doing anything with it. And, you know, the other thing in the back of my mind at that point was, you know, I'm really sick of all this Play-Doh and the carpet in the living room.
Yeah.
So I moved everything downstairs. Moved it all down to the basement, put it up all on plastic and like plastic bins and stuff like that, so if it gets wet down here, nothing gets soaked. And I brought our bookshelves over from the storage unit, and I set up a playroom/library in the third bedroom, which is awesome.
Which is good. I mean, you know, you have the space, and I mean, you know, I've been to your house.
Yeah.
And, you know, there's toys everywhere, which, you know, when you have kids our age, that's going to happen.
Right.
But when you have a playroom area, it at least makes it a little easier to manage.
Yeah, it's easier to manage the chaos.
When company comes over.
Oh, yeah, when random people, solicitors, or whatever you want to call them.
Do you invite them in your home? Because I don't.
I don't, no. No, dude, never.
Speaking of solicitors, do you remember this? When we were still living next door to each other, and someone called the cops on Jehovah's Witnesses.
Oh my gosh, yeah.
They were at like six different houses at the same time, and all of a sudden the cops come up.
I'm pretty sure they just had a van full of their people, and they were just rolling up to neighborhoods and knocking on doors simultaneously.
And then the cops came, and I was like, this is the greatest thing I've ever seen. Jehovah's Witnesses getting arrested.
Well, I'll tell you what's really useful is so we're not particularly religious people. We don't belong to any one religion, although we do feel pretty connected to Buddhism. So we got a Buddha for in the living room, and it just so happens that the best position for it is on top of the hutch, which is on the other side of our somewhat small living room from the front door. So it's really useful when those types of people come to the door. I just open the door, stand there, and over my shoulder the whole time is a little Buddha statue just staring at them. And I listen to what they have to say, like, cool, yeah. And I open the door a little bit more and I stand back a little bit so that they can get a full view to try and drop the hint, you know. And I think we've had like 4 or 5 visits so far. And each time it ends up with, okay, sir, well, I guess I'm just going to give you this information and have a nice day.
Yeah, that's, see, I just don't open the door.
Right.
I will hide and I will dive on the floor and I will, like, you know, find a good hiding spot. If I see someone walking up the driveway, I will dive down to the ground.
Right.
Because there are creepy ones who will, like, walk up to your windows and, like, stare in, and you're like, nope.
Yeah, yeah.
Not today. Army crawl to the door to make sure that they're locked and shut properly.
I will say that these, the ones in my area are quite nice. They actually, they'll knock on the door, and then they'll take, like, a step back so that they're still kind of on my steps and, like, just on the edge of the porch. So, thank you for that.
Yeah, that's not too bad.
Yeah, it's not too bad. Yeah.
Not bad at all.
Yep.
What? I don't remember what I was going to say. My brain just went...
Yeah, it happens.
Oh, I remember. So, this weekend, kind of a pretty cool day.
Okay.
It's Father's Day on Sunday.
Oh, that's right. That thing.
Yeah, that thing, which, you know... We don't celebrate much, you know. But we have Saturday night, the Philly Dads Group Father's Day Eve.
Yes, Father's Eve.
Father's Eve night out, right?
Yeah.
Is that what we have? I don't remember all the deets.
I'm not sure where we're going. I don't know all that, but Father's Eve is an awesome program that that a couple of guys came up with. I believe in Wisconsin, where it's just, you know, like a dad's hangout type of night on the night before Father's Day. So Father's Day, you know, you spend your time with your family and all that jazz, and they get to, you know, give you things, and you have family meals and stuff like that, like a typical Father's Day. But the night before, you make... You make a plan and an effort to have some time with the guys.
Yeah.
And just hang out and have guy time. Usually at a bar or a fun place. Whatever suits your fancy.
Yeah, and right now it looks like it's just you're the only RSVP.
Looks like, yeah. Yeah.
I don't know if, again, as usual, I don't know if I can go.
Right.
Since we have the ballet recital at 4:30.
Right.
And we have a wedding, like, party.
Okay.
So, like, our friends got married in Mexico in March. And so this is, like, they're having, like, a big barbecue wedding party.
That's cool.
That night. We didn't RSVP to that either. Because I'm like, you know, with the recital, we're like, I don't know what, you know, what the night's going to be like. I mean, we can leave as soon as her, like... She's in the first act.
Gotcha.
So I get the end intermission, we can take her and be like, bye. I'm not sitting here for all of you other kids who I don't know. And like, good for you. You did a great job. Don't want to watch it.
Right.
Want to watch my kid and then go.
You're so mean.
Yeah.
You're so cold hearted.
That's true.
You're not a good friend.
No. Not gonna argue.
Yeah.
What else has been going on? What's been going on in the news? So, obviously, today being Sunday, there was a very big piece of news.
Right.
The shooting in Orlando, very early Sunday morning at a club.
Pulse and, in Orlando. Yes,
Pulse. Yeah. I didn't know what, I hadn't heard what had happened.
Right.
And so I'm like scrolling through Facebook, and I get this little notification where it's like, so-and-so are marked safe. And I was like, what the hell does that mean? And one of the people was my sister. And I'm like, safe from what? I'm like, is there a hurricane? Was my first, you know, thought.
Right.
And then I kind of like click around to figure out what it is. And I see this shooting. I was like, holy shit, 50-some people die.
Yeah.
When they're out of the club, and it's just...
I'll tell you what's really terrible about
it's
it.
It's awful.
Like what really hit me. And I mean, it always hits you when something like this happens. But the initial report that I read, which, first of all, I was kind of confused when I first saw it, because the night before, I can't remember her name, but the YouTube star turned singer and contestant on The Voice... I think her last name is Grimmy or Grimes or something like that.
Yeah.
She was unfortunately killed at one of her events the night before. She was signing autographs after the event, and some dude just came up with two guns and shot her up and all that jazz, which was terrible. So
I heard that she had gotten killed. I didn't see what happened.
Yeah, and so that was in Orlando. So I saw it on the Facebook feed about an Orlando shooting, and I was like, oh, yeah. Well, I read about that yesterday. That sucks. And then it said 50 people, or 20 people, initially. Like, oh, wait, this is something completely different. And then, so I'm scrolling through and I'm reading it. And I can't remember if it was the police chief or not, but somebody affiliated with the Orlando Police Department was like, they're quoted as saying, we're not sure of an official death toll at this time, because... And I'm paraphrasing here, because we're still pulling bodies out of the building.
That's awful.
Yeah, and so you just get this picture in your head of just this building full of, you know, murdered people.
Yeah.
Which is just crazy.
There was that, and then in L.A. later today, someone was arrested with, like, guns in their car and a... ingredients essentially to build a pipe bomb, and said they were on their way to meet a friend at the gay pride parade in LA. And it's just like this country is just going to shit.
Ridiculous.
And it's like, how are you supposed to talk to your kids about all this crap that's going on?
Yeah, I mean, you know? I think to a certain extent I have to be thankful that Emma is so young. And she doesn't understand this kind of stuff yet, so I feel like to a certain extent I get a pass for now.
Yeah.
that I don't have to go through the unfortunate explaining of this type of thing to my kid. But you know, at the same time, it's going to come up. Things like this are going to happen, you know, in years to come, unfortunately. It just seems to be one of those things that happens. So we'll get around to it. So I think it's important to take the time for yourself to think about it from the perspective of a parent, and just yourself. And, you know, just keep in mind that you're going to have to explain this to your kid at some point. And just do your best to formulate it from there, you know.
Yeah, and it'll be tough. I mean, I would hope, my hope is that when it comes time to having to have the conversation, that maybe things will change
right
before then.
Right.
Am I optimistic about that happening? No, I'm not.
Yeah.
I'm also not looking forward to... And obviously this was a very big news item, and you know, I shared my thoughts on this on our page, the Brock Turner Stanford rape case.
That's just ridiculous.
I mean, like, if you read the victim's account and what she read to him and, you know, into the courtroom, it's hard to get through and it's heartbreaking.
Right.
And it's like, I have two daughters and I can't fathom, you know, having to explain what is rape.
Right.
To my children. And also how to make the, you know, try to make good decisions, try to make smart decisions. But even if you make the smartest decisions,
there's still no guarantee.
Yeah, because there are people out there like Brock Turner and his asshole father,
yeah,
who thinks it's okay to, oh, but my son, he hasn't eaten much since, and I used to always get him his favorite snacks. Not relevant.
Not
relevant.
Doesn't
matter. No. He shouldn't be punished for 20 years of his life for 20 minutes of action.
This is not one of those instances where, hey, Brock, eat this Snickers. You're not yourself when you don't eat. You know, it's not one of those.
It's ridiculous. The 20 minutes of action thing is one of the dumbest things that I think anybody could ever say in their lives.
Right.
Because anybody who commits a crime, typically it's in a very short span.
Right.
Your Honor, I don't think that my son should go to jail for 20 minutes of action because he murdered four people. And it's just 20 minutes. Like, it's right. Just, you know, think about the dumb shit that you're about to put out there.
Yeah.
Before you say something, like, completely ignorant. And it's just that. And then Brock Turner saying he wants to get out there and talk about the dangers of drinking and promiscuity, like that culture. And it's like, that's
yeah.
Not
the, oh yeah, problem. You're a great role model for that, buddy.
Yeah, like that's ridiculous. And that's not the issue.
Yeah.
The issue is you can be drunk and promiscuous and never get raped.
Right.
Like, there's a difference. And then that complete, I don't know if you saw this, that complete ass clown, Matt Walsh, and I hate even talking about that.
Oh my gosh. Douchebag,
said that the problem is the drunken hookup culture and there is no rape culture in America, which if I ever see that guy,
yeah,
I will punch him square in the face and probably kick him in the dick.
Nah, like, see, I wouldn't, because he's not worth that much expensive energy.
No, he just needs to go away, but the fact that he has such a high following, such a large following.
Right.
And so many people post his awful content drives me insane.
Yeah.
I want to fight him.
are you giving up a challenge now? Is that what this is?
Book it.
Okay. Is this going to be like a Thrilla in Manila type thing, but with bloggers?
Yeah.
I'll tell you what. Let's see if we can get something set up at the next next conference we go to.
I don't want that ass client at a conference with us. He can go to a conference with Donald Trump.
Right.
That's where he can go.
Which apparently Ben Roethlisberger has said that he won't go. Speaking of rapists. Anyway.
Allegedly.
The NFL is an entirely different beast that we'll get into at some point.
A very large hypocrite.
But
hippopotamus?
No, yeah, hypocrites. It is such a strange world that we live in. And having to talk to our kids about this sort of thing, I can't imagine talking to her about it now. Like, as no. It's to talking to it, like, even if she was older, just discussing it as it has just happened, I guess I'm just afraid of screwing it up. You know what I mean? So it's one of those things, you know, to a certain extent, I feel like I should meditate on and keep in mind and, you know, try to formulate some sort of this is how I'm going to talk about it thing.
Yes.
But at the same time, like, you know, maybe it's just one of those, we just have to sit down and have a discussion about it, and what comes out, you know,
Agreed.
that sort of thing. So make whatever choice you want to make, but yeah, that's unfortunate.
Very much so.
Moving on to more house stuff.
Okay.
I'm so tired. I'm gonna be tired for the next couple of days because we finally got delivered to the house, which is awesome. We got a deal on it. We got pavers to do a new patio out back, which is cool.
Nice.
Before we put that patio down, we have to take up the old patio,
Of course.
which we're gonna move to a separate section in the yard. However, that separate section in the yard is a big mound of dirt that needs to be moved and leveled out, which I have been in the process of doing so. And it just hurts.
As it does.
It hurts. It will be awesome. It's one of those things where you have to keep imagining how awesome it's going to be once it's finally done. Because as soon as it's done, you can just sit out there, light a fire up the grill or something like that, and just relax. And
And
it's going to
enjoy
feel
it.
so good. And I never have to do it again, unless I
Great.
want to, which I can't foresee that ever happening. Because it's just going to be an awesome patio.
I mean, you'll have to maintain it.
Yeah.
You know, keep those weeds out of it.
Yeah.
That stuff.
Speaking of which, if you're a Pinterest person, my wife found an awesome non-toxic weed killer on Pinterest, which I'm not sure of the different levels. But it's Dawn dish detergent and vinegar, and I think like a little bit of salt or something. I don't know, a little bit of something else.
Nice.
And yeah, completely non-toxic. We sprayed it on all of our weeds. We even sprayed it on the poison ivy, which did not work.
Yeah,
Ivy, it did not
that's
work on.
that.
But yeah, it was basically an overnight. Maybe took like half a day. For all the stuff to start drying up and dying and all that stuff, which is awesome. Our backyard
That's not
smelled like
bad.
vinegar for a while,
Yeah.
but you know, it is what it is.
It's not terrible. You
Yeah.
can deal with that.
Keep in mind though, it does kill grass too.
Oh, well, I mean, that kind of. Yeah.
Yeah, I should mention that we don't actually have any grass. We just have weeds.
Yeah, so it's okay for your yard. But if you have a
Right.
grass yard and trying to kill weeds in grass, not the best idea.
Right. Not the best.
No.
But still very useful. excuse me. All right,
That's
well, we're
okay.
getting up to a half an hour. We both need to sleep. I hope
Yeah.
everybody had a happy Wednesday, despite the depressing stuff from earlier this week.
Yes.
And that Nick wants to fight somebody. you're just an angry little man. Speaking of
You know what I
which,
do.
Speaking of your angry little man thing, which actually we're on FaceTime right now, and the face you're making right now, you look exactly like anger from inside out. You've got the furrowed brow, you've got the smug face, you
It's just my face.
know.
I'm just old and
Your
tired.
face is ridiculous, dude.
Yeah, I know.
But speaking of Nick being an angry little man, do please go to our YouTube channel and check out the Why series
Yes.
of
I gotta record a new one this week.
things that not just annoy you, but annoy all of us.
Yes.
That is something I've noticed. There are things that specifically annoy you, but they are all things that we can all relate
I'm just speaking
to a
for the
certain
people.
extent. You're a people speaker.
I am. People
You,
speaker.
I can see it now. Congressman Nick Brown.
Never.
Come on.
No.
but yeah, check that out. Also check out our YouTube channel because that's where we're going to be posting car reviews, which I just did one for the Kia Soul that we took down to Dad 2.0
Yes, you did.
back in February. And we're going to be doing some more stuff with Kia coming up soon. As well as just everyday cars, which is going
to
be cool.
Yeah. I can't wait to drive some. We'll talk about it.
Well, yeah, we'll figure that out. Yeah. Yeah, we'll figure that out.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we hope you guys had a happy hump day, and we hope
happy
that your
Father's
week...
Day.
Yeah, happy Father's, Father's Day this weekend, and we hope you guys can wrap up this week that started off so sour with good things.
High note.
High note.
And pop a bottle or two.
Yeah. You went there.
I did.
Oh, you fucking went there. I hate you so much right now.
You don't.
Oh, my gosh. I do. A little bit.
You don't.
Okay, it's fading now. Yep. Okay. All right. All right, we're good. All right, everybody have a good week.
Have a great week.